Good morning. This is Jim and Pat Sanders for Farm and Country, and our program is For the Birds. Pat, I've got a riddle for you. When is a shorebird not really a shorebird?
Well, that's easy. When it's a killdeer. These members of the plover family are the only plovers that largely live away from shore areas. They're found in fields, golf courses, lawns, airports, and other open areas where the vegetation is no taller than about an inch. They can also be found on the edges of ponds and waterways, and they inhabit the United States and Canada, and in the winter, they migrate down to Colombia.
Killdeer are about the size of a robin, with the large round head, large eyes, and short bill that's characteristic of plovers. They're brownish tan on top and white below. The chest is white, and it's barred with two prominent black bands in the neck area, and the brown face is marked with black and white patches. The bright orange-buff rump is very conspicuous in flight. They spend a lot of their time on the ground, pacing quickly around looking for food, and when they're disturbed, they fly short distances and then return to the ground. Any bird with two black neck bands behaving this way must certainly be a killdeer.
Killdeer got their name from their high plaintive call, which sounds like killdeer. Here it is again. They issue this call a lot, and 18th century naturalists also noticed how noisy killdeer are, giving them such names as the chattering plover and the noisy plover. The male and female of a mated pair pick out a nesting site through a ritual known as a scrape ceremony. The male lowers his breast to the ground and scrapes a shallow depression with his feet. Female then approaches, head lowered, and takes his place. The male then stands with body tilted slightly forward, tail raised and spread, calling rapidly. Mating often follows, and the depression in the ground becomes the nest site.
Killdeer lay their eggs into an empty nest, but they add other materials later on. Some of these items they pick up as they're leaving and toss over their shoulder into the nest. In one nest in Oklahoma, people found more than 1,500 pebbles that had accumulated this way. Killdeer are among the best practitioners of the Broken Wing Act. When a predator approaches the nest site, the killdeer hobbles away with the wing dragging the ground, pretending to be injured. When the predator is led safely away, the killdeer flies away and returns to the nest. To guard against large hoofed animals, the killdeer uses a quite different display, fluffing itself up, displaying its tail over its head, and running at the beast to attempt to make it change its path.
They feed primarily on earthworms, snails, crayfish, grasshoppers, beetles, and aquatic insect larvae. They also follow farmers' plows or mowing equipment in hopes of retrieving any disturbed worms or insect larvae. And they also eat seeds left in agricultural lands. They're opportunistic foragers, and they even hunt frogs and eat dead minnows. Keep an eye out for movement at the edges of fields, and if you see that characteristic running, stopping, then running again, you may be rewarded with a view of this pretty and amusing bird. We hope you've enjoyed this week's segment. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future programs, you can email us at forthebirds@farmandcountry.org. This has been Pat and Jim Sanders of the Northeast Pennsylvania Audubon Society, and we're For the Birds.